Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
The Men at the Well with Little Anthony and Kendrick Evans is brought to you by Genius is Common, Tribe Family Channel, and Gumbo for the Soul. Now we turn you over to Reverend Bruce Rivers. Reverend Bruce Rivers. We're going to pause for the cause. Give us one moment.
Hello,
hello. There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, I turn you over to Reverend Bruce Rivers. Yes, we can hear you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. The Lord, am I coming through all right? Praise the Lord. I pray I'm coming through all right there. I got a little hitch in my giddy up, I guess. I'm Pastor Bruce Rivers from the Mount Moriah First Baptist Church in Dos Palos, California, in the Central Valley in Cali. And this is our second show of The Men at the Well. And I'm so honored tonight. I want to get a little housekeeping out the way. First of all, Tribe Family Channel is our sponsor of The Men at the Well, produced by Brother Bruce George. Bruce is the co-founder of Russell Simmons Deaf Poetry Jam on HBO and the founder of Genius is Common. What a wonderful young man. Hey, he's got my name, two Bruces. What can you lose? Amen? Bruce. We're honored tonight as we get ready to go into our program, but just so you understand what this Men at the Well means, I'm sure those of you who read your Bibles understand there's a story over in St. John chapter 4 about a woman that went to the well. But did you know somewhere down around verse 28 it says the woman left her water jar and went to the city and said to the men, come and see a man who's told me everything which I have done. What? Is he the Christ? The men asked. Amen? Hallelujah. And the men went out of the city and came to him. Amen? So the men came to the well also. So that's what our program is how the different lifestyles we've led and where we've come from. I'm a man that came to the well one day, and I thank God he was there waiting on me. Today, I've got two great people here. I know Brother Kendrick is already on the line. Brother Kendrick, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here, Pastor.
Amen. Hold on. Let me see. Brother Anthony. Little Anthony, are you there with us yet?
Yes, I am, Pastor. Right here with you.
Oh my God! Oh my! I got chills already. Glory, hallelujah! I get a little excited here. I'm gonna, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone, on the line, on the blog talk. I guess I'll go age before beauty. Amen. Little Anthony. How many of us remember Little Anthony and the Imperials? Amen. If you grew up in the time frame that I grew up in, somewhere around about 1958, hey, I was 3 years old, a song came out called Tears on My Pillow. Oh, boy. 1958, 1959, they kept on singing. And then another song came out that I remember my daddy and my mama dancing around the house to, Shimmy, Shimmy, Coco Pop. Amen? Bop. And then you go on down and you keep going in the limbo. And then the songs that I really remember later on, the songs that we sang, a lovely way to spend an evening. I'm on the outside looking in, going out of my head, hurt so bad, take me back and hurt. Oh, man, what can you say? Little Anthony from Little Anthony Imperials. Little Anthony, say hello to everybody in Blog Talk Land.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, it's good to be here. I talked to Natalie a lot. A couple of times we've talked, and she told me, and I was quite intrigued about the men at the, the woman at that well. I think she was the first female evangelist because she went back into that town, and she told everybody what this man is. He knew everything about her, and it must be the Christ. It must be the Messiah. So it's a very interesting thing. I am very blessed in the fact that I came up in a family who were God-fearing people, my mom, my dad. My mother was a gospel singer, and all of my aunts were gospel singers. So I was raised up in the church, which a lot of black folks, ladies and guys, have been.
Don't talk about it.
It's all part of our culture. And so I was influenced by my parents introducing me to Jesus for the first time. Now, I'm a very little kid. I didn't really understand everything. But I wrote in my book that in Jeremiah, I think it's Jeremiah 8:1, I may be wrong, but it said, I knew him in my mother's belly. I knew him in your mother's womb.
That's right.
I really believe now that I see, like you said, you came to the well. I came to the well also. And I realized that, oh, my Lord, this Jesus that my mother introduced me to and my dad is real. And it became
God.
A reality. Because when I was in this world, the world was a reality to me. But then when I came to that well and I met him and he touched me, it changed my whole life. I was never the same again.
Brother Anthony, I'm gonna just slow you up a little bit. We got 90 minutes and we're going to get into all of this. But I'm excited, like I said, music of my time. I am 61 years old, so I did get to hear you and dance to you and sing to you and do all that stuff. But I want to let me get my other brother on the phone here as we share this stage. Also, we have a young man who is from the Florida area, down I think somewhere down around Tallahassee, or if I'm not mistaken,
yes, sir.
Quincy. That's right. He's
sir.
24.
Yes,
are you 24 or 25 now, Kendrick?
I'm 25. I'll be 26 December 29th.
Moving on up, man. You trying to catch us, man. We win. Hey,
yes, sir.
Let me tell you quickly about this young man, and then he can go further. There was a show done called My Last Days, Kendrick?
Yes, sir. My Last Days.
My Last Days, and I was trying to catch it all week long, and I was able to get it last night or early this morning, and what a blessing. What a blessing you were to me last night. I cried. I cried because your story is so powerful, and we'll get into
it.
But Kendrick is a gospel singer, and he had a desire to sing, and like you said, we all come out that church thing. Amen. I grew up in Oh, happy day time frame, amen, out here in California. And so we've all got great stories to tell and all of that. So let me get further into, we'll do a little round table. You know, my first show I had Lamont McLemore and Bubba from the Pips and Sonny Turner last 2 weeks ago, and what a show we had.
Yes.
And I look for nothing more because the Holy Ghost entered in. It wasn't just a show, because
yes,
all these men have had either great careers, like Mr. Anthony has had a great career and still doing it, and Kendrick, God ain't through with you yet, and I know he ain't through with me. And so people listening tonight, I pray that the Spirit of God falls on you through this show, and you see him, you, especially you men that are listening. I hope you come to the well today, and the women come to the well. And Brother Anthony was correct. The woman, I believe she was the first preacher, you know, in that aspect, because she went running and telling everybody, come see a man. So I thank God for that. And so, Anthony, I mean, Brother Kendrick, give me a little something about you right here. Get started here. Tell us something a little more about you. We don't know.
Yes, sir, Pastor. I'm Kendrick Evans. I'm 25 years old, and I'm from Quincy, Florida. And like Mr. Anthony, I've been singing all my life. I grew up in the church. Both parents are preachers. My father is an elder, and my mother is a minister.
Amen. Amen. And we'll tell everybody how to go see that story. They can go and look at it. It's so compelling. Of course, you know, we know the history and story of Little Anthony and Imperials. Amen. Some of the music of our time, you know, that like I said, we all of us grew up on. I was listening to Hurt the other night, and, you know, and I got another dear friend who remade your song, Mr. Anthony. I'm sure you know him, Gerald Austin, with the Manhattan.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was sharing that with my wife last night, and I was listening. I pulled up your version, and then I pulled up Gerald and the Manhattan's version when they were singing it. And, man, it brought back so many wonderful memories. You know, I've been in, and I was on the road with Natalie Cole for a while as her sound engineer and doing a lot of things. So I've been in the industry, but I've been in the church all my life, just like you guys. And that's where we are. So let me start off right here. I want to go to this first question. I got to get my questions out the way so I can keep the voice in my ear happy. Amen. And so, and I'll start with you, Brother Anthony. And here's the question. What has been your life's greatest lesson, past or present?
I had a lot of things, a lot of lessons. It's a combination of things. It's not one particular lesson, but I guess I was hard-headed, you know, because the Holy Spirit had to really deal with me. I didn't know what was happening, but I really believe that I tweeted something today and said, if you don't know what failure is, then you'll never know the joy of success and victory.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think because I was at the lowest point of my life, and I'm not talking about basically I was miserable or anything like that. No. I mean, I've said to many people, at the time that I was out there in that world, that sin was great, and I was having a great time. So that wasn't it. But all through that experience, there was always that little voice deep in me would always say, Anthony.
Yes.
Always. It just was there, and I didn't understand. I didn't know who that was or what it was. I mean, it wasn't an audible voice. It's just something in my spirit. But at the time, I lost all that I was taught about what my mom and dad, who introduced me to Jesus, I forgot all that because I got into the world. So my best life experiences actually was my worst, because through that worst, Jesus was able to find me. As he found that woman at the well when she came, she didn't know who he was, and obviously I didn't know who he was, but I knew something wonderful was happening, and I would have never known that had not I went through a lot of adversity. And I experienced all the fears, the insecurities, not knowing who I was and what was my purpose in this world. That's probably, I hope that answers that. If I had not come through that, then I would have never known. You see, I realized that God takes the foolish things in this world to confound the wise. And I was a foolish human being.
Yeah.
Now look where I, wow. when I had all those records and I had all that success, in the world, in everyday world where people deal with their flesh, it was great. But that was not what God had for me. That was not my destiny. That was not what I was supposed to learn in this journey. So I hope that answers a little bit. It's like I had to go through a lot in order to realize what the Lord was trying to tell me about who I really was.
Totally, totally. Now, just so everybody knows, your name is Jerome Anthony, and Little Anthony, I believe Alan Freed put that name on you, that Little Anthony, I guess. And how do you say your last name? I don't want to mess it up.
It's Gordine. It's French-Canadian.
Okay, good.
So long about that, my daughter, Faraja, really went into the history, into the DNA history and all that kind of stuff. She's pretty good at that stuff. And she found out about that. My father was born in Charleston, South Carolina.
Amen.
And he lived in Sullivan Island.
Wow.
He was Keechee.
I was in Charleston myself. Turn loose the water. I know. I come from Carolina myself, and Dillon and Charleston back in the 60s when we came to California. 65. So I understand North Charleston Heights. Amen.
That's it. North Charleston Heights. You're right. And
that's
so,
right. Praise
you.
God for you. For people that don't know, 1957, you guys were what was called a doo-wop group. Amen. And go ahead.
Let me set the record on that. I've said this many times. In fact, I was talking to Terry, my mind sometimes leaves me. He used to be in the Flamingos. He's one of the original Flamingos, Terry Johnson. We call him Buzzy.
Uh-huh.
I was talking to him the other day, and he lives out here in Florida where I live. And so the doo-wop thing came. There was no such word when we came up as that. We were called street corner singers.
Teach this thing, man. Teach it.
Yeah, we sang in subways, on the light posts in parks, wherever people listen.
Wow.
And they do it still today in New York. I mean, a lot of cats go down there, man, and they sing and they set up their little thing. And a lot of people down there, some get discovered. So,
wow. There's so much truth in that. I mean, growing up in California in the 60s, we had little pantomiming groups, and a lot of us, we thought we were going to be something, And went on to do some different things. I got a lot of people in my life that have went on to sing professionally, especially a lot of gospel music. We had a lot of, Shirley Caesar was always at our church, and the Voices of Christ of Berkeley, and then we had all the Hawkins singers up in the Bay Area, when it was the Northern California State Youth Choir of the Church of God in Christ, because that was when they made, what's the song, I ain't thinking of the song. I'm getting like you, Brother Anthony.
Watch it.
Yeah. Hey, Kendrick, we get to do this now. We get to do this. I tell everybody all that song all the time about, the 60s and what, 68. But, Kendrick.
I came up with the date.
Yes, in 1968. Not going up yonder. Oh, Happy Day. Oh, Happy Day. Golly, I mean, I really blew that one. Oh, Happy Day. It was released as a 45. You remember 45, Miss Kendrick. You don't know nothing about no 45s. I know you know.
No,
all you know
sir,
about
I know
is,
nothing about them.
Yeah. Seed, sir. But the Oh,
I
Happy
Day. I barely know about the fit tapes.
There you go, huh? There you go. Yeah, so that song was released in 68, Oh Happy Day, the Northern California State Youth Choir of the Church of God in Christ, and then it became a hit, and they re-released it as the Edwin Hawkins Singers. Man, so a little history for you there. So I was running with all that crew back up in the day. Kendrick, what has been your life's greatest lesson, past and present? I mean, you ain't been here that long, but amen. Come on, give us something.
Oh, sir. Saying thank you. Me dealing with my sickness and stuff.
Yes.
And that whole situation, just being thankful.
Yeah.
Just being thankful for the small things. We take life for granted.
I don't want to tell your story, but people, when you go check on Kendrick suffers from a rare form of sleep apnea. And,
wow. Yes, sir.
And I know, and I think what I read and heard about it. Now, I also have sleep apnea, so I know what you deal with that mask every night. But watching
yes,
that,
sir.
Gotta go get that. What is it? The last days. Go put that in and go.
My last days.
My last days. And go look at that video. It's inspiring in many, 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 it ain't enough minis, many ways. It inspired me as an older singer myself and singing gospel. I'm telling you, brother, tell us about the apnea itself and what happens. Go ahead, Kendrick.
Back in 2012, I used to snore real bad. And so we were out on the road going to Mississippi to a concert. And long story short, my mom's best friend told her that she needed to go get me tested. And so my mom and my father and I went to the doctor to get tested. So I got tested for sleep apnea. And when the test results came back, the doctor called us in right away and told my father and my parents and I that I had bad sleep apnea. And at the time, he didn't know what stage it was in, so they was going to keep running tests on me. So they started me out on a CPAP machine. Well, a couple of weeks went by, and then they called us right back in. We needed to get in there right away. Come to find out, I had a rare form of sleep apnea, basically terminal sleep apnea, where I stopped breathing 122 times a minute per hour in my sleep. So I went from a CPAP machine, now I'm on a BiPAP machine. A BiPAP machine is basically like, it's like life support.
Mm.
And so the doctors told my family and I that I needed to go and have surgery. I needed to have a trach put in my throat. And so he was saying that I only had 3 years to live, that I needed to have a trach put in my throat. And if I have the trach put in my throat, it wouldn't save my life, but it would just prolong my life. And so at that time, with me being young, you know, I was in denial that I was sick and just being rebellious and a lot of different things. And my faith started getting weary. You know, growing up in the church, you know, you hear about God, but it's one thing when you have to really get to know God for yourself.
Well, you
and really
preach.
Get to depend and trust in God. So that's when my faith kicked in. I told the doctor, well, you're telling me that if I have this surgery, it's not going to save my life. You know what? I don't want to have the surgery. You know what? Because the doctor told me that once I had the surgery, I was going to have to stop singing. I was going to have to stop singing, going to school, going to work. I would just be home. And just for me to make a bucket list. Yeah, for me to make a bucket list. And anything on that bucket list I wanted to do, I need to go ahead and do it because I only had 3 years to live. So I made the doctors out of a liar. I made the devil out of a liar because I trusted God, you know, and I put my faith in him. And I can sit here and say that this is the third year that the doctor said I wouldn't be here and I don't have a trait and I'm still singing.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Praise God. Listen to me. When I heard that on the video, because it talked about how your windpipe, I guess, is actually closing up. If I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My windpipe is closing up. It's smaller than a newborn baby's.
Wow, 25-year-old, and like I said, you've already God has already showed up in your life. That's easy. And
yes, sir. Yes, yes.
So I encourage you go to My Last Days. Go watch that video. It says Kendrick and Jess. It's the third episode of three episodes. Is that right?
It was six episodes, but you can just go to YouTube and type in Kendrick Evans, that's K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K, my last name, Evans, E-V-A-N-S, and type in My Last Days. And like Pastor said, it'll be two episodes, me and my friend Jess. It'll show my story and also her story.
Young brother, let me tell you, I enjoyed myself so much last night, I almost couldn't stand it. And,
yes, sir.
So powerful. I told my wife, you know, I walked down. I'm a crybaby anyway, so I tell people it don't take much to get me to crying. And I enjoyed it. And brother Anthony, I heard you say like I did when he said, "Wow, you know, sleep apnea ain't no joke. I sleep with one every night, you know. But I got the other side. Well, if I just lose some weight, amen. The doctor told me I could get off of it, but my brother Kendrick doesn't have that, but he still has Jesus. You see?
Right, that's it.
Come on, Anthony.
Brother Kendrick, you know, something, you know, when you get my age, and I've been walking with the Lord for 38 years now.
Amen.
The wisdom that,
yes, sir.
Sometimes very overwhelming. I was quite impressed when you said, but God, but God. And I can tell you,
yes, sir.
In my heart, I feel it in my spirit to tell you that the last word is God. The last word is,
yes, sir.
It, people who don't really look at the cross. What Jesus did was he took every single horrible thing this world had that threw in us, he took it upon himself because he had no sin. He was 100% man and 100% God. And
yes, sir.
In Isaiah says, by his stripes we are healed. That means a lot, my brother, because you know what? In your spirit man, which is in coordination with God's spirit, you're perfect. You're whole. You are free. You are healthy.
Yes.
You
yes,
are
sir.
Anything wealthy. Because you know why? Because that's who you really are.
Yes,
you
look
to that cross, man, and you say, you know, by Jesus, whenever the devil comes at you and tell you you ain't going to make it, you can't
yes,
breathe.
Sir.
The thing is, always go back to the word of God and say to the devil, you're a liar. God said, dwells in secret place
yes,
of the Most High, hide under the shadow
that's
of the
it.
Almighty.
Yeah.
The Lord
that's
is
it.
My refuge, my God, will I trust.
Yeah.
1,000 would fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it won't come near me, young man. You got to say that. Even
yes, sir.
When you don't. If you do that, my brother, I really would like to know where you're going to go because I've been there. I've been told this. I ain't going to make it. I'm going to die. Less than 3 years ago, I was in the hospital. I was supposed to be there for 2 months. Why? My appendix erupted at 72 years old. That's not it. But when the paramedics came to get me because I couldn't move, and I was in that gurney, the first thing I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, I know you're with me. I know your rod, your staff, they comfort me. Even though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I trust you. I don't care. I felt sick as I've ever felt in my life. I ain't going to make it. That's my flesh. But my spirit, man, was telling me, you're well. You're fine. You're going to walk out of here. They told me in the hospital there in San Diego that my age, most people don't walk out of there after a ruptured appendix at my age for like 2 to 3 months. I walked out of the hospital on my own 2 feet, 3 weeks
yes,
later. So all I'm telling you is this, and I sense that in my spirit, you are on the right track, man. You are on the right track. And you said, I trust God. That's the key. It's all about belief. It's all about belief. And he said, no weapon forged against me will prosper. He said it. And the enemy going to tell you every day. Look, doctors are great, but they're human beings. They don't go by the word of God in most instances. They go by their books and what they learn. Well, it looks like you ain't going to make it.
Well, look,
you know,
Pastor Anthony, I'm here to tell you that I'm here to bless. Pastor Ann, little Anthony, and let me tell you, my second question was, where do you draw strength from to move past challenges today? So both of y'all have already, y'all have towed that up. I ain't even got to ask that. The strength, no, I've heard it. I've seen it in Brother Kendrick on the video. Now I'm hearing it from you, one of the icons of our music time, you know, one of the legends, the little legends of our time. And it's through God. That's what this the Men at the Well program is about, where men have come to the well. And you know what? I found it don't matter when you get here. Of course he'd want us to do it early. Of course he'd want us to do it early. And his Bible says you serve the Lord while you're in your youth, amen? And that's a beautiful thing. But some of us are hard-headed, amen, and we have to go through to get to the well. And so that's what this show is about. And as men and women hear what we're talking about from iconic to iconic, you know, Kendrick, that the song that you did, yes, and we'll get into that in a second here. I want to call him Pastor Anthony because, I mean, he's blessing me. I mean, just that really good. There's a blessing.
I love it.
And God, you know, and you know, we all have a pastoral aspect, and we especially shepherding our houses and our home, and watching
right.
Kendrick, you know, with his father there as the pastor, and this young mm-hmm. man that just wanted to sing, and even if God, you know, if God didn't fix it, it ain't because he can't. You know, we know the story. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It wasn't because he couldn't take care of them, they said. And if he didn't, it was going to be all right. Paul had the thorn in his flesh, and he said he prayed three times. The Lord didn't take him. He said, but my grace is sufficient to get you through. And that's where we understand it's grace that's kept us thus far. Grace has kept little Anthony to be 70-plus years old, and Pastor Bruce is one, and Kendrick, you've got yet. You've already blessed us with that song, and I'll talk about that in a second. But I'm just thrilled. Once again, this is another great show for the voice in my ear. God is doing what he promised to do. The men at the well. Come to the well. Come to this well that these men came to, because if you go further down in the scripture, it says a great many Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified.
Mm-hmm.
He told me everything which I have done. Amen.
Yep.
And then they her, and they were saying to the woman, henceforth, it's not because of your word that we believe in him, but we ourselves have heard and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world.
Yes,
so men got to hear, women got to hear, and especially those of us that are of a different persuasion, amen, whether you're a white man, a black man, or a brown man, I believe the word that says we're neither male nor female, Jew nor Greek, slave nor free. We let so many things get in front of
that's
worshiping
right,
God in Christ. You know, we become idolatry. You know, I know Mr. Anthony can tell the story. When I was on the road with Natalie, there were some things I look back and say, man, I had it made. Being out there with her and traveling all around, but I didn't appreciate it, you know, to what God had done. And so many of our entertainers, you know, I run across them now, and their lives have changed. You know, we went through what we went through, and I thank God for you, Kendra, that you stayed the course, amen. And you know, because you know you
yes,
can
sir.
Get, and the record companies will show up. You know, I know Reuben Studdard. You know, I know Brother Reuben too. You know. He stayed the course, amen. After the great success on whatever show he was on first, and he won the show, and then he went on, but he went out a little bit, but he stayed with that gospel track. And somebody said it wasn't going to work, but we know if God be for us, he's more than all the world against us, amen.
That's
let me get this. So if you want to add anything about drawing strength, either one of you want to talk about drawing strength. To get past the challenge, because I know, Kendra, you got some other challenges you had, and I'll let you share that. Brother Anthony, I'll come back to you. I'm going to let Kendra share the strength he got, and tell us about the challenge, the biggest challenge you had, Brother Kendra.
So, like I was saying earlier about with the doctor, so growing up, I dealt with low self-esteem, you know, because I was overweight. I've always been overweight. And so the only thing to me that I felt that was worth, you know, people liking about me or loving about me was my voice, because growing up I was a PK kid. I was very talented, so I would get threatened and stuff at school growing up because I could sing, because I was in all the school plays. So here I am now, 22 years old, and still dealing with low self-esteem, and the doctor's telling you, you know, you're going to have to stop singing. So the one thing about you that you know that people like about you that I was thinking at the time, you know, was my voice. So you're telling me that I got to stop singing. So, I went home. I called my mom. I called my best friends like I always did. And, Pastor, at this point, I was at a breaking point. I was just tired, you know, tired at a young age to be 22 years old. You know, when you're a PK kid, you know, growing up, you have to walk a certain way. You have to talk a certain way. You know, if you do something, so many people are going to see it. So you have it's certain rules that you have to live by when you're a first family of a church, especially when you're a kid. I mean, that's what it feels like. And so I was just tired. I was just tired of walking around just holding so much stuff in. And I had made up in my mind that night, you know, I'm going to take my life. The doctor's telling me I have 3 years to live. I'm not getting better. You know, I feel my health is declining, so I'm tired. So I talked to my mom and I talked to my best friend. And as I laid there that night to take my life, I could hear this old song. It's an old song by the late, great Maggie Ingram. She's a gospel legend singer. And she recorded a record, and it says, I talked it over. I talked it over with Jesus, and he said he'll make it all right. Remind you, I only had heard this record one time out of my whole life of living. And it's like I could just hear Miss Maggie Ingram standing in my living room and basically saying, okay, Kendrick, you talked it over with this person and that person, but you have yet talked it over with God. You know, you grew up in the church. You know the church. You know what you're supposed to do, but you're not doing it. And so the tears begin to flow because I could just hear this song. I talked it over with Jesus, and he said he'll make it all right. And I started then, you know, asking God for forgiveness, Father God. Father God, strengthen me in this time of need, Father God. I need you to help me overcome this. Because this is not me. I know this is a trick of the enemy. I know this is not how I was raised. I know more of you, and I know that you can bring me through. This is not the first time that the devil has came to, you know, try to stop us or stop me in my life, and you brought me over in the past. So I know with your help and your strength, I'll overcome this. And so that's where that song came from that I re-recorded with B.B. Winans. I talked it over, and I talked it over with Jesus. And he told me now, I'm standing in 2016, to let you know, anybody that's out there listening, that God said he will make it all right.
Good God Almighty. Hey, wait a minute. Have any of y'all talked it over?
I was broken, my heart was in pieces, seems like my burdens are weighing me down, down, I can't take any longer, my soul has gotten weak, I need you to come, Jesus. Mend and fix me.
amen, amen. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I thank God for my engineer.
Sure.
Amen. Did you like that, Brother Anthony?
Oh, my gosh, that blessed me, man. I'm just thinking about Brother Kendrick's here, man, in my spirit, and sometimes I can actually pray and talk at the same time.
Yeah.
And I just feel his best years ahead of him.
Oh,
and,
my God.
I'm
in such agreement with you.
I receive it.
Amen. That's what you do. See, that's what the body of Christ has to do. When we, the Bible says, when two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, that means praying to him. They can ask anything. And I believe, Brother Anthony, me and you right now, as we agree, and all the people listening, holding on, that the Brother Kendrick has got so much more. Amen. And I want to. I'm looking
it.
For Brother Anthony. I'm looking for you. You need a gospel album now. I need. You got to have one. You got to put something.
I got Marcus Williams is son of, I think, Candy Staten.
Yeah.
And he produces a lot of stuff. He actually plays drums with me.
Okay.
And he's been talking about this. He said, man, you got to go in the studio and do a gospel album, you know. And I really would love that. We just trying to find the right.
We're gonna put that in God's hands, too, and let him have it. And Kendrick, there are not enough words. Because I saw, you know, so those of you that when you see the video, you'll see that they surprised Brother Kendrick, the producers of the show. It was a great day. I love the way they got you. They had him in the
studio.
They got me
good, very good.
I like the look on your face when, what was the producer's name? Justin. When he walked in the studio and he was singing, he was working on the song. Kendrick was going at it, boy. He was behind the mic with the headphones on in the studio, and they walked in. He said, "Can you turn the music down for a minute?" And Kendrick looked at him like, "Man, what is you doing? Don't you see me in here getting down?"
Right.
I saw the look on your face, and he said, "Well, look, Kendrick, I don't know nothing about music." He said, "I don't know nothing about notes." He said, "But I got a friend that might be able to help you do something." And, oh, my God, my brother, the look on your face when Brother B.B. Wyman walked in, you were through. You were cooked on both sides.
I was stuck. I couldn't move.
Matter of fact, B.B. had to tell him.
I was starstruck.
B.B. had to say, breathe.
Right.
I tell you, Brother Anthony, when you see the video, it's going to bless you. I'm overshooting. I shouldn't tell it all. But it was just such a blessing to me to see the look of a young man that saw somebody that he appreciated, he idolized, and he loved. You know, we all got our singers. You know, I know the feeling when I first got the job with Natalie. She was my favorite female singer at the time, and I didn't know the church I was going to in L.A. Her cousin Eddie was the music director at the church, and one week
right.
Yeah, one weekend it was like, hey, man, can you go? Because I dabbled in sound, you know, being a DJ and all that. And they said, we need somebody to go to Canada. Can you go to Canada with us? I'm like, for what? He said, well, my cousin with Natalie, we got a show to do. And I'm like, Natalie who? He said, Natalie Cole. I said, wait a minute. And I thought about his name, Eddie Cole. I said, oh, my God. So I didn't even meet her until I was in Canada, the Northwoods Inn, and she came down for the sound check. And then it was like she walked on the stage. She said, who is that, the new guy? Is that Bruce? New guy? And it was like I was stuck. I wouldn't even know how to turn the buttons on. I was like, oh, my God. So I understand where you were, my brother. I know Brother Anthony's got some stories like that. He was with all the legends.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Anthony, I know you got some stories like that. You were with all the legends that we know about. But I know you got some like that. Who did you... when you first got started singing, I know I looked at your bio there. But tell me some of the people that were influential in your life.
Well, you know, my dad was a jazz musician. He played alto and tenor sax with some of the big bands of that era, like Buddy Johnson's Orchestra and all these kind of people.
So here come
and
our history.
So,
here. Come on. Here come that history, boy.
Yeah,
I tell you that. Let us not forget that stuff that had brought us across. God brought us through that stuff,
mm-hmm.
amen, to bring us to it. And like I said, I'm going to claim that gospel album from you, Brother Anthony. I kind of want to call you Little Anthony. That's what everybody calls you, but your brother Anthony to me. You're my Pastor Anthony. I'm going to leave it there. I like that.
I love that one better, Pastor Anthony.
Like, don't you like that, Kendrick? I tell you, man. He's certainly an elder in our lives, and more of our young people would understand that the eldership, you know, of what this man has been through, what he can help mm-hmm. through. You know, everybody wants to go in the studio. Everybody wants to be a rapper. I went through it all. I DJed after Natalie. I did the rap productions, and I wound up with mm-hmm. Yolanda Adams. I did a show with her in Monterey, and some of the, you know, some of the O'Neill twins, you know, back in the 70s, we had the O'Neill twins and Rosetta Thorpe and a lot of gospel singers came to our, on the Monterey Peninsula. So I want to do a show, a gospel show here in Central California. That's my dream, to put on a gospel show at the fairgrounds here locally. And Kendrick, you're going to have to come out, be one of the headliners.
Most definitely, I will be right there.
Yeah, we're going to have to put something together. It's going to be a show of show. It's going to be all out of the Men at the Well. The singers that I talk to at the Men at the Well, we're going to put that together.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
God's going to
open
that.
Okay. Go ahead.
I really would.
Amen. Let me get to another question here. We got excited that that song takes you away, man. I talked it over. What would you say to someone who's still stuck where you've been delivered from? What would you tell them, Brother Anthony?
Trust God.
It comes down to one thing. I was delivered. You see, I tell a lot of people that I learned all these years walking with the Lord. I mean, I was like a baby Christian coming up, and I matured but through life's experiences. When the only way I would have able to cope with all that had to be supernatural, couldn't be natural.
Yeah.
So as I got older and older, I realized how much I depend on Jesus and what he did for me at that cross. Every day of my life. Now, I am a man. I'm a great man. I believe the Jesus gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The grace that he left me with something I never had in my entire life, total complete peace now. At 75 years old, imagine that. And I had money and position and power and all those kind of things. It doesn't mean anything to me now. As I look back, I would not trade one moment my walk with Jesus for any of that stuff. No.
I hear you.
Healed everybody. I had daughters out of wedlock. He healed them all. We're all together. The house will be full. With family on Thanksgiving.
Glory, God. That's what I'm talking about. That's good stuff. Kendrick, tell me now, like I said, Kendrick, you've been here 25 years. I know some of the things. I know some of you. I know more about Kendrick than I do you, Mr. Anthony. I know about KJ, and I know about Armisha. Hey, man. That's your... You didn't think I knew that, did you? That's your crew.
Not at all.
Yeah, that's your crew. And matter of fact, you call your oxygen machine Lil Kim. Ain't that right? Ain't that what you call it?
Yes, I do.
tell me how you got Lil Kim out of that. Where'd you get that from?
Because, okay, my favorite rapper is Lil Kim.
Okay.
And so I just named the machine Lil Kim because I used to didn't like the machine. So in order for me to like the machine, I named the machine Lil Kim.
Oh, okay. So association. You had to associate something you liked to get it there. And that little Kim keeping you alive.
Right.
Through the grace of God, amen. Thank God for that electricity, Lil Kim. I talked it over. I wrote down a lot of notes about you and things from when I was watching that show. And I know, what would you say to someone? You already said it. I think you said it. To someone still stuck where you were delivered from. What would you tell them?
To get to know God. I can say that in surrounding yourself with people that's positive. You know, surround yourself with people that has a connection with God. Because if you surround yourself with someone that doesn't know God and always talking negative, you're going to always stay stuck in that dark cloud. And this is the quote I use for my children at the Boys and Girls Club. I tell them all the time, learn to enjoy the sunshine. Don't stand under the dark cloud. Learn to enjoy the sunshine sometime. Stop dwelling under the dark clouds.
Oh, God. Well, what a word. What a word. What a word. Man, it's inspirational. I'm going to go to question number four right quick. How has friends and family dealt with helping you overcome your issues? Was it a struggle for them? I heard, Brother Anthony, I heard you talking about your daughters and everything. How have they dealt with helping you overcome your issues?
Well, because we do. I came up, I was blessed. I had a mom and a dad and three aunts, Aunt Shorty, Aunt Bessie, and Aunt Sarah. I had a powerful, and my aunt Naomi. I had a powerful family support system. Mm. And even though I ran off, I was like the prodigal son. I went off and squandered everything, you know. But when I came back home, it was they killed a fat calf for me and gave me a coat to put on. They didn't say, you done messed up. God don't like ugly and all this kind of thing. No, they received me. And this is all part of my father God's plan. And sometimes when we go through all this kind of stuff, he already knew what my destiny was. I just didn't know. Mm. You know? And like I tell people a lot of times, it's not about religion. It's about a relationship.
Oh, boy.
It's him. It's about him, you know. It's not about us. It's what he did.
His story.
I am what he says I can do. What he says I can do.
Okay.
When I begin to speak that, and the Kennedy just said that, man, the people you're around are very important.
Yes, they are.
To surround yourself with other believers. You can't be out there with these people are negative and out of it, don't know the Lord. You know, I had an old man tell me once when I was a kid, you want to be rich? Hang with rich people? You can't learn nothing from anybody unless you actually are with those people. When you find other people that are like-minded and faith people, God-fearing people, love the Lord, the Lord loves them and they know it. They get up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, God loves me. He really loves me. As if you were the only person in the world, that's when you get the zenith of your understanding and your walk with Jesus. It's a wonderful thing like this. I wish I knew this when I was 25.
I know what you're talking about. Oh, come on, Kendrick, tell him, yeah.
But listen, I'm listening, I'm taking heed to it. I love it.
Yes, now, Kendrick, if I ask you, your friends, the beauty of being with Kendrick right now is because we're in the video age now. Well, we didn't have all the video. We got them old black and whites when Brother Anthony and they were doing all that. But now, what I saw, man, I learned so much about you in a 20-minute video. You know, your family, your friends. I can feel like I've been to your house, man. I know. I can tell some of the stuff.
Right.
I know the pulpit, look in the church, and everything, man. I was open all that. And when y'all had dinner at the restaurant, that was a cherishable moment, man. When your family was there, they were showing and your mama's reaction when she didn't believe that was BB Wine, and that was, she reminded me of my mama.
BB Wine. She did not believe it.
Let me see. That ain't no BB Wine. Yeah, that is BB Wine. No, it
ain't
no.
Like her. She did not believe it.
I'm glad they caught that part on the video, but your loving family support. So I know, brother, and through this whole entire situation, and I know. So tell us a little bit about that, helping you overcome.
Say it again, Pastor. The phone went in and out.
I said, how have your friends and family dealt with helping you overcome your issues?
Well, at first, know when I was, they felt like I was being rebellious or anything, Pastor, because I was refusing the surgery. But once they realized that I was stepping out on faith and I was trusting God, they all got aboard. And so they keep me going. They keep me going because, I tell people all the time, I don't want you to feel sorry for me. Don't come saying it's going, you know, don't come feeling sorry for me. Treat me as if I'm the same. So they make sure that I'm doing the things that I was doing in the past, the good things, not the bad things, the good things that I was doing in the past. They keep me in choir rehearsal. So they keep me traveling. They keep me lifted up. I must say that they keep me lifted up.
Now, what's the name of the group, by the way? Your name of your group? Renewed?
Oh, it's Kendrick Evans and Renewed. Kendrick Evans and Renewed. You can YouTube us on YouTube.
Yeah, they got some good stuff on there, too, y'all. Praise God. We've got the family, we've got the friends, and now we know they're there for both of you, even Mr. Anthony, Pastor Anthony said, I'm just calling Pastor Anthony, I'm going to stay with that. That's easy.
I love it.
Don't you love it, Kendrick? I mean, you know, I'm calling him that out of disrespect or anything to the other pastors in ministry, but a shepherding. See, some of our elders, they have a great responsibility to shepherd the flock. That they've been blessed and pastoring, not be a pastor, but pastoring, you know, because he said in his word, he gave some to be apostles, one that has been sent forth, some to be prophets. I know some of the denominations we get into all that, they freak out, but some prophetic, you know, so we speak prophetic word over each other all the time. We speak prophetic word over your children. Amen. And then,
yes, sir.
I'm an evangelist from the word go. I ain't scared to talk to nobody about Jesus. Amen. And then you got pastoring. The Lord puts you in that. But that pastoring takes you to a level where you nurture, you become that individual that shares what you got. And if you're not ashamed of the gospel, like I heard the man say, that opened it up right there. He gives. He's been given much, so much is required. So he's doing that now. So it's a pastoring element in his life. And then the final one says teaching. And all must teach. Some don't teach. All have to teach. We're being taught here today by both you men. And that's the blessing of this entire meeting at the well, that men can say, hey, I got a place I can go and hear some encouraging words, some lifting words, some people. Maybe you've fallen. Maybe you stumbled. Maybe you've been walking upright all the time. Hallelujah. We need to hear that too. But if you lived any time on this earth, the Bible says you would have some trouble. But fear not, for I have overcome the world. And that's what I've heard from both of you standing. And it is so the challenges, if I had to ask you today, what challenge are you facing today as far as dealing with everyday life? What's going on right now? Did you want to? We'll just say we're gonna give it to God. What is it, Mr. Brother Pastor Anthony? What is it?
It's many things. I think people think for some reason that you're immune to anything that this world is in the world, but not of it. We're gonna face tribulation. He made it clear that we would, like you said, Pastor, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world.
Yes.
And you take that to heart. And like Brother Kendrick said, I got a lot to listen to him. He blessed me.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm in my spirit that this man, his best years ahead of him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That voice he has is given, just like the voice he has. It's given. I tell people, they say, how you sing like that? How your voice can be like that so high? And you're older. I said, you know, first of all, it's not natural, supernatural.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it.
So,
boy, you better go ahead.
It comes. His voice. I just have it on loan.
Yeah. Yeah. Glory. Why are you going to make me dance in my living room? Man. Hey.
Listen,
everybody wanted to be Little Anthony. Everybody wanted to be Eddie Kendricks. Everybody, I got the high part. You know, he couldn't even sing high. But everybody wanted to sing the high part, you know. You know.
Eddie and I were dear friends over the years, man, the day he passed born, and we talked a lot. He said, you know, us have to sing high, we have to stick together.
Yes, man.
I love it.
Yes, see, Kendrick, I know you're getting a lesson, brother. I tell you, I'm a I'm a second tenor.
I love it, Pastor. I love it. I could just sit in a room with you guys and just listen for hours. I love it.
Amen. Whoa, yeah. Man, I just got a Jesus chill just shot through me right there. I felt that. Amen. I tell the kids I get Jesus bumps. I don't get goosebumps. Amen. This whole thing, we got about we got about 20 more minutes, so we doing good. And I thank both of you men for taking your time out to come to the tribe. You know, Tribe Family Channel, the Men at the Well, and of course I'll shout it out now. I'll do it again. But our producer Bruce George, this young man, you got to meet him if you haven't met him. He was the co-founder of Russell Simmons Deaf Poetry Jam. And, man, he was on HBO for a while. And his other thing is the founder of Genius is Common. And he talks about the genius that's in us as a people. Amen? It's common. It's common for us. Amen? Somewhere in the Bible I read where God told the people of Nimrod, he told me, he said, if I don't go down, then do something. There's nothing they won't be able to do. And so God says that about his people, amen? And if we are him, the sky's the limit, amen? If we want to reach for it, and some of us are living beneath our means, we need to really go up and grab the victory that God has given us. I'm going to get one more question in, and then we'll kind of finish up wherever y'all want to go. What do you want people to remember most about you? Brother Kendrick?
What do I want people to remember most about? That I was a fighter. I was a fighter. I believed in God.
Yes.
I knew who God was. What else? Just the good stuff. I was a helper. Like right now, I've started a Kendrick Evans. Not to detour the conversation, but with the I like to help a lot. I like to help children. Some of the record sales proceeds from the I Talked It Over record, I am donating 40% of the sales to the Boys and Girls Club of the Big Ben area. So I want people to remember that Mr. Kendrick gave. I gave.
Yeah.
There's
also another I love quotes. I love quotes. There's another quote. It's actually a song, but I use it as a quote all the time. And it's a Patti LaBelle song, and it says, when you've been blessed, learn to pass it on. And that's what I'm doing, you know. I'm passing it on. Every little blessing I get, I pass it on to somebody else.
Wow.
So therefore, it can just keep growing and keep growing. So therefore, something was to happen, they can remember that.
Yeah. You know, the Bible tells us giving is of God. You know, he gave the best he had, man. And when we hold on to things, you know, he said, new mercies I give you every morning. And you know the reason you can't really enjoy your new mercies because you hold on to that old mess. We don't learn.
That's
God can't put nothing in your hand if you got your hand closed all the time. He can't give you more than you're supposed to have. And I'm grateful to you, young man. The wisdom that's in you is the wisdom of our God, our Lord and our Savior, and the Holy Ghost. He said the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you into all the truth. And so you have truth in your life because you walk with God. You know, Mr. Anthony, you're going to answer the question, but you said it a minute ago, God is the author and finisher of our faith, and he has given us so much. So what do you want people to remember most about you, Brother Pastor Anthony?
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember when I said to tell them that I love with the love of Jesus. Let that be on my tombstone or whatever that you put on them things.
Yeah,
and,
your epitaph,
When I leave the bonds of this earth to be with Jesus, just tell them that he loved with the love of Jesus. I didn't always love with the love of Jesus, but his grace saved me. It touched me. I actually was touched physically by the Holy Spirit. That's another. You know, I put in a book that I wrote, and it happened. It really happened. I didn't have anybody lead me up to the pew in the church. I didn't come in, you know, crying and going up. I applaud. Everybody does that. Even in my church, I get excited when I see people come up and give their lives to Jesus.
Yes, there you go.
In Redondo Beach, California, crying about a movie that didn't come about. And I was screaming, and I started cussing out this. I cussed out God. Now, for one thing, I realize now as a mature Christian, I was acknowledging that there was a God that I didn't do before. My God was drugs. My God was all terrible things. That's who my gods were. But when I lay down and cried like a baby, all of a sudden I felt him touch me. And that touch said, I love you.
Ooh.
I stand for you. I have what's good for you. You just didn't know. I'm here for you. I never was the same again. And from that day on, man, when I hear Brother Kendrick and the things that he's doing and things he goes through, I'm just full of joy right now. Because I know God loves him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going to do things with him that's unbelievable. He did it with me.
Yeah.
I should have been dead 18 times over.
Yeah.
A long time ago. And I'm here talking to you on this phone. This is not by chance.
Oh, Lord.
This is an opportunity for me to share my faith with folks, man. And it's real. It's not kidding. It's not because I'm the greatest guy in the world. I'm so perfect. I'm walking around, bless you, Lord, bless you, Lord. No. But he loved me despite me. I'm the righteousness in God through Christ Jesus. We all are, all three of us are.
Yeah.
And I have to remind myself every day that's true. Not because of my perfections, but because of my weaknesses. That he becomes strong for me. Like you said, Paul said, your grace is sufficient for me. I can't fight for anything. The money that I receive, the money that I make, is not mine. It's his.
Yes.
So I have a heart of giving. I give a lot. You know?
Yeah.
It's natural for me to walk into here. You know?
Yeah.
And I know that it's going to be a blessing to somebody. Or even talking to you guys, it's a blessing that you're giving me, and I hope that I'm blessing you. That's what this is all about.
Oh, you're right. Yes, most right.
You know, so let me get off my church box.
Don't stay on the box, Doc. We got to preach. Bible said, preach while it's day, because the night's coming.
That's it.
Work. He said work while it's day, but the working we do is preaching. There's a club at our schools out here called First Priority, and in California. I don't know if you have it back there, wherever you are, where both of you are. But Mr. Now, wait a minute, you are in. Are you in? Where are you? Both of y'all in Florida?
I lived in California for 45 years.
Oh yeah, yeah. But you, where are you at now? You in Florida now?
Yeah, I moved to Las Vegas for 13 years.
Okay.
Because after the story, you know, I had to come through adversity. So how do you deal with that? I lost my son. He was 26 years old. The devil seduced and took him. You know? I had somebody come up to me and said, well, God wanted him back. I said, God didn't kill my son. Satan did. This world.
Oh, so you lost a child, huh? Okay, amen. Been there, done that. Amen.
They, my wife, because of Bubba and I, all of us were friends in Lamont. They encouraged me to come there. Friends are, you need to come in, man, where all your friends are.
Yeah, that's what they were telling me. So you're in Vegas now.
No, I just moved to Boca Raton about 6 months ago.
Both of y'all are down on the what they call the right coast down there in Florida, hey, man.
I'm actually back where I came from. I'm a New York boy. I came out of New York City.
Oh, okay. Well, amen. Listen, I gotta. I was thinking about the words to a song Andre Crouch sang. He said, tell them, even if they don't believe you, tell them that I came, let them know. I sang in the choir at Andre's church when I was in college in Pacoima, and sang with Sandra. So, you know, like I say, man, it's just a blessing, man, to the life God let me live and crossing paths. And I'm telling you, man, I'm going to do this concert. Gumbo for the Soul, I'm gonna let them Tribe Family. They gonna be the main co-sponsors, and we gonna get some major sponsorship, and we gonna do this Men at the Well concert. I hope the voice in the ear can hear that right now. We'll do it right. See where I live, Los Banos, California, is in the geographic center of California. We are literally right in, almost in the middle, from the Sierra Nevada mountains to the ocean. I grew up on the Monterey and the ocean, so I'm right almost in the center. So that's where it's going to be. We're going to come in to the to the high desert, and we got a fairgrounds, and we're going to put this thing together. And Kendrick, I know you come. I ain't worried about you, Mr. Anthony, and all them other three guys, and the rest of the guys. I got some other. I'm talking to Donnie and some of the other people. I've been blessed to meet so many people in the gospel music industry, and I'm grateful, you know, because I, you know, my life wasn't no bowl of cherries either. Praise God, but for some reason, God has blessed us to be here on this show tonight. And I need to, as let me go, I need to know, tell the people how to reach y'all. You got websites, you got whatever you want to give out to let people know how to get you. Mr. Anthony, go ahead, tell us how to reach you. Where are you at on Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff, all that?
Yeah, my website, of course, is littleanthonyandtheimperials.org.
Okay, everybody got that? littleanthonyandtheimperials.org, amen? All right. Is that the only, that the best place to get you?
Yeah, another place is the Webster Company in Nashville, Tennessee, was in my part of my publicist.
Okay.
Kirk Webster National in Nashville, Tennessee, Kirk Webster Company. You can find me there. You can find me anywhere, actually. Pretty easy to find. And, of course, I'm on a site called Polestar.
Polestar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Polestar.com.
Okay, well,
there's anybody in the business is on it. I mean, it tells where you are, where you're going, what shows you're doing, where you're
going to
be. Thank
God for the internet. I tell you, man, I you know, it's funny, you know the songs. But I could have got real deep with you on all your history, man. And I got it right in front of me right here on my computer, man. But it's just such a blessing to hear. You know, you got to let the people talk. I'm the moderator. I don't want to get too excited, but I'm thanking you from my whole heart. These first two shows have already been amazing. If I don't ever get to do another one, this has been such a blessing to meet you here to establish what the word we use in the church, a real relationship, amen, with you, Pastor Anthony. And so I thank you for that. Kendrick, how do we reach you?
Sir,
you can reach me on Facebook, Kendrick Evans, KendrickDrick, last name Evans, EVANS. Also on Instagram, there's going to be _, and all together my name, Kendrick Evans, or Snapchat, Kendrick Evans with the E, or my booking, you can contact Miss Linda at 850-322-2076. That's 850-322-2076, or Mr. Scott at 651-387-3121. That's Mr. Scott at 651-387-3121. And I want to say to you, Pastor, thank you for having me on your show.
Every time you talk, man, it just blows my mind, man. I get these chills because what God is getting ready to do, I just hear it. As Pastor Anthony already said, I hear it. He spoke it. That's why I told you, we do operate in the prophetic, amen, whether people understand it or not, what he spoke into existence. You know, the prophet, what they say must come to pass. So what must come to pass is that this concert is going to happen. And all of y'all are going to be here. And all of y'all, you know, we're going to have, I get all country on you. I know I'm not talking all proper and everything. Right now my South Carolina's coming out. Every one of y'all going to be. And I was in Jacksonville, Florida, before we left coming to California, too. So I got friends. I got family in Pierce. So I know where y'all all at. Listen to me. It's tremendous. I still got time, so. Kendrick, something you said, and I know, Miss Pastor Anthony, you're going to get a kick out of this. At the end of the show, Kendrick said something. There's a quote he says, and the guy said it, it really blessed me. He said, if you're able to go to sleep without a machine, you should tell God thank you.
Yes, sir, that's it.
Nothing, you know. What a powerful You know, we take for granted, amen, so much. When you said that, man, I mean, because I, like I say, I got to put mine on at night, and I got a blocked up nasal cavity on one side, so sometimes I can't even breathe good at night. But I'm praying for you to relieve that. You know, a friend of mine, a dear friend, Hadassah, my play sister, she called me one night and she heard about my diagnosis. She said, "Brother, mm-hmm. are you really praying? You know, we as pastors, we pray for everybody else, right? We lay hands on everybody
right.
else. We forget to pray for ourselves with the level of intensity that we pray for everybody else." And
mm-hmm.
my sister for me and another little pastor named Martine Tapia out in Dos Palos where the church is, they laid hands on me, went to Fifth Sunday sing-along. We still do stuff like that out here. And I tell you, I felt a pop in the back side of my ear, a little pop, a little release. And every day my breathing has gotten better. All on the left side, they said, "You got a deteriorated cavity up at the top, nasal cavity. We're going to have to go in and get ready to send me to Stanford and all of that." But I'm learning every day to trust God more. My sister said, Brother, pray for your healing and thank God for it every day.
Every day.
And
that's
I think
we heal. That's it. You're whole.
Yeah.
That's what you feelings go
ooh,
up and down every day.
What my sister
but
said. You're whole. Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
God works.
Thank you, Jesus.
You must believe
Lord.
That he is
yes,
the water.
Thank you, Jesus.
He kept.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank
yes.
you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Ooh, glory. Oh,
hallelujah.
This joy I have, the world didn't give to me. And I ain't going to let the world take
no, they
it
didn't.
Away.
It can't.
Oh,
no,
my
way.
God. Brethren, I'm thrilled about to. Kendrick, give me your closing. What you want to say? You got 5 minutes, and then Brother Anthony, you got five, and then we're gonna say goodbye. Tell me, Kendrick. Go ahead and talk, Kendrick.
With closing, I just want to say to all the listeners out there, like Pastor said and Mr. Anthony said, that always remember to say thank you. Even for the small things, even when you're asleep at night and you just can just roll over. When you wake up and you in the midst of you rolling, that when you breathe that air, just tell God thank you, because you never know when it might be your last time. And to get to know God for yourself. Get to know God for yourself. You know, I love it. God has been good. God has been tremendously good. I don't even think good is a good enough word to use. He's just awesome.
Yes.
You know, he's just awesome. And I want to say to you, Pastor, like I said, thank you for this platform, for me allowing me to share my testimony. And to you, Mr. Anthony, you know, I never met you before or never knew of you because I'm so young. But trust me, as soon as I get off this phone, I'm going to do my research. I thank you for the wisdom that you have poured out into my life on just tonight, and I appreciate you guys for it, and I love you guys.
Amen.
Thank you.
Kendrick, is your mama close by you?
She's in the house, but she's on the other side of the house.
Okay, well, you tell her we love her. I love her. I just love the expressions on her face as watching you as a mother. My mother's gone to be with the Lord. Matter of fact, I had two mothers, my adoptive mother and my mother. They were second cousins, but I watched her expressions, and I will cherish that moment when you were trying to show her on the phone, BB Winer, that she just could not, but she didn't want to believe that for a minute, but her expressions. Thank God for your family. We love you, man. We'll continue to pray for you always. Amen.
Pastor, she's asking right here.
Oh, what's her first name? I remember her name.
It's Linda.
Hey, Miss Linda,
how are you doing?
How you doing,
I'm
girl?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, we were just so blessed with your son. We thank you for your
yes,
you and his dad for encouraging him, and we just love y'all so much. And when I come down to Florida, I'm gonna run up on y'all when I get down there. So, amen.
Okay, make sure you let us know when you're coming now, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am. I got family in Fort Pierce and Jacksonville, so I will be down through there. Amen. All right.
Okay, well, just let us know. Just hit me up and let me know when you're passing through. And come on in here, come to the house. I cook a dinner for you, and we just have a good time together.
That's what I'm talking about, eh? Glory.
Yeah.
Just
come on.
Amen. Brother
you're
Anthony.
More than welcome.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
Brother, you just stay on the line. Don't go nowhere, y'all. Brother Anthony, give us your closing.
Well, I just wanted to say I missed it saying, and Brother Kendrick hit me to it. You know, I'm on Facebook. Sometimes, you know, being my age, I it's so hard for me to deal with all that. But yes,
yeah.
I am on Facebook, Little Anthony Gordine, and then I'm on Twitter, which is Little Anthony Imp. If anybody wants to contact me in that way, and I. Brother Kendrick said that I could possibly say it about the being grateful for every minute of your life,
ooh.
Every moment that you walk. You know, I went for a walk today, and I told the Lord, thank you that I can walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can walk fast, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Breath and the food and everything that I eat. You bless me in everything that I do. You bless me going in. You bless me going out.
Yes, Lord.
I have. You prosper in everything.
Yes.
I owe everything to my Father.
Yes.
I am without, I cannot, it is useless to be in this world and not experience the power that God has given us. Because he said, I'm not giving you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. To be able to speak, like young Kendrick just spoke, these are blessings beyond blessings. Able to communicate to other people what your beliefs are and how you feel about the Lord and how he deals in every day of your life.
Amen.
Every day the devil comes back and tries to tell you your past. He's a God of the past. God is the God of the present and the future.
My
and
God.
That's what you have to for all these days. I'm not always going to be on this earth. But while I'm here, I want to touch people's lives because God put that in me. My father put the light, he told me to be a light. I was a riotous young man. I did more. I lived for the devil in them days, and I'm not.
Woo! Preach, man.
Jesus, I love everything
you know you
he's
preaching.
Done for, and he's done for my family. And so he blessed me with the Kendrick. He really did, and I just see wonderful things in your life. You know that with that voice, God's got a lot of work for you to do to reach
people.
Amen.
I receive it. Amen.
Yeah,
Let me thank both of you again, and on behalf of our parents and that aspect, you know, you've heard how to contact them, and if you don't, it'll be up for replay very soon, so you'll be able to get it. But if you don't, you can always go check out Tribe Family Channel via www.blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul. I'll say it again, Tribe Family Channel, via www.blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul. And if you want to shout out to the parent for Gumbo for the Soul International, our executive producer, Mr. Bruce George, Jesus is Common, visit www.JesusIsCommon.com. www.JesusIsCommon.com. If you want to reach me, I'm Bruce E. Rivers on Facebook, or you can reach me at Men for Life on Facebook. I'm a national pro-life speaker working with Dr. Alveda King. I travel in that venue. Or you can just, if you want to call me, I don't scare, 831-333-6620. 831-333-6620. Give me a call. We love you. We thank you so much for being with us on our second show from The Men at the Well. Somebody cue the music, and let's get on out of here. Praise God.
Guys.
You bring the sun out. You make my life.
That's the reason why. Question number one.
What can I do?
Question
question number two.
What can I say?
Try to let you know.
I appreciate all of the ways you get me through a day.
Never would have thought
I would be here.
A heart with no scars. Not only that, but
how could you stay?
The days and my nights, the pains in my life, but now it's all right.
Cause you wanna get out of me.
You gave me a chance when
I had no chance.
And when I needed help,
you gave me no help.
So now they need to see just what you mean to me. And if you ever left me, I sway. So no matter where you are, just know I'm not a star.
You're the reason that I'm living. I was hurting, but I'm happy again.
Lord, I want to thank you, cause
you were there when I had nothing. You've been with me from beginning to end.
No clouds in the sky, that's the reason why.
Sunlight.